Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Valkyrie Protocol Lunart AMA. Let's take a listen.
All right, everyone. It is finally time. First of all, I'd like to just extend a very warm welcome to everyone who's joining Valkyrie's first AMA. My name is BC and I'm from Valkyrie Protocol, and I have two amazing guests with me today. We have Tim, the founder and CEO of Luna Protocol, and Maz, the founder and CEO of Loop Ventures. Just before we get started, like all good things, here's a disclaimer. Nothing that we say here is official financial advice. And everyone should obviously be doing their own research and due diligence before making any investment decisions. Well, that being said, like I said, I'm joined by my peers over at Lunart and Loop Ventures. And Lunart is a unique protocol in the Terra ecosystem that is designed to bridge the gap between real life artists to the metaverse. And it is completely community focused. And I'm going to let Tim speak on that in a lot more detail shortly. Valkyrie, we've been a launch partner with Lunart, and there has been a running campaign over the last 2 weeks that is called the Lunart IPC, that you can find more detail on the Valkyrie web app. And we have sold over half of those tokens, and you'll be able to hear all about it, and you'll be able to hear more about Lunart, and we'll also save some time at the end for a Q&A from the audience. So if you need to ask a question, then you could send a request or do it via chat. I'm also checking our feed as we go, so I'll keep an eye on that as well. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce our guests, Tim and Maz. Thanks so much for coming in, guys. Let me just turn it over to Tim first. Tim, if you want to introduce yourself very quickly and also maybe do an introduction on Lunart, that'd be really great. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Yeah, of course. So my name's Tim. I'm originally Australian, but I live in Germany at the moment. So we founded Lunart about 5 months ago as a NFT project, and we made 333 pieces of fractal art based on the Mandelbrot set, and we managed to sell those out in 34 minutes. We really, really wanted to get that 33 minutes, but we sold out in 34 minutes. They were priced at the highest price ever for the Terra ecosystem. The mint price was 33.3 Luna per piece. So naturally, you can tell why we wanted to get that 33-minute sellout. But unfortunately, we didn't quite get that. From that, we launched into and we morphed into what we're talking about today, the focus of today, and that is the LoonArt Community NFT Protocol and Artist Launchpad. Now, the main focus, as BC just alluded to, is to bridge the real world and NFT art scenes. So there's lots of artists in the real world art scene that are interested in what's happening in the NFT scene, but they don't know where to start. And so we saw a lot of people coming to us and going, you know, a lot of our friends, a lot of our artist friends, and a lot of other people coming to us and expressing this want, this desire to get into NFT, but not knowing where to start. And so we decided that we would build them a launch pad. That's when we met up with Maz and Loop Ventures, and perhaps I can pass it to Maz to have a quick intro if you want, Maz.
Yeah, let's definitely do that, Maz. Maz is the CEO and founder of Loop Ventures. Please introduce yourself.
Yeah, that's awesome. BC, thanks very much for having me. Tim, really excited to be on this, you know, very first Valkyrie AMA. So, and also, you know, welcome to everyone. It's great to see so many people that have tuned in. I think, BC, you're in KST, right? And
that's right.
Tim, you're in Germany time, and I'm here in Sydney, Australia. So, you know, we've got people from pretty much almost all corners of the world, which is awesome. And I'm sure the audience is like that as well. So, guys, just a very brief introduction to Loop Ventures. We accelerate innovative blockchain projects by helping them incubate. And we also find them investors, as well as provide product development for them. So you can check us out at loopventures.io. So one of the big focuses for us is to really bridge the gap between traditional currency and fiat currencies. And, you know, there are a lot of projects out there, and you know, a lot of great projects, a lot of not great projects. And one of the things that we set out to do, Loop Ventures is also a very young company, only about 4 months old. We set out to bridge that gap, and we set out to bridge that gap by finding high quality projects and projects that actually connect the real world, because that's the way, that's the future. Because at the moment, you know, you kind of have ecosystems that are quite insular and just kind of, you know, pure software focused. But the real projects that are going to be taking off and having tractions are the ones that have real world connection, because the adoption curve for cryptocurrency and blockchain is still at a very early stage. And, you know, over the next 12 months, we'll see a massive spike. So I think that's, you know, really where Loop Ventures came out of. We're actually a sister company to the Loop Dex, if you're not familiar with it, loop.markets. You can go check it out. We do a lot of other things to help educate, you know, provide a completely free learn to earn educational platform as well, amongst other things. But I'd like to really mention, you know, one of the other big focuses that we always look for win-win-win situations and partnerships. And Valkyrie has been amazing. BC and his team have been really great as well, coming up with a new product. They've just, you know, rolled out to market, and we really wanted to be a part of that journey with them. You know, same with Tim. So I think, you know, we're able to establish that partnership. We want to be able to bring good projects to them and vice versa. And in saying that, you know, I'll talk a little bit more about, you know, our partnership with Valkyrie, but that's pretty much it. Look, I mean, we'd love to kind of hear from the community as well about what sort of projects they'd like to see. But today's focus is really all about LoonArt, and we want to talk about how awesome they are and why we actually chose LoonArt to join our incubator out of about 50 or 60 that have already reached out to us just in the last 3 to 4 months without us kind of, you know, doing any reach out. So we actually approached LoonArt because we had a previous relationship with them. We saw how cool the NFT launches were, and immediately said that, okay, well, we've got to do something with it. So that's kind of, you know, connecting all three dots there between us. Thanks, BC, back to you.
All right, great. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Maz. So Tim, I want to turn it back over to you, because one thing that, you know, Maz really kind of put a focus on was the community driven part. And LoonArt, you know, a big part of LoonArt is being very community driven and being artist driven, and also for the investors as well. So can you just talk a little bit more about that? And maybe you could talk about a bit more artists that you have on board, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, one a really, really big thing for us at the LoonArt team was this focus on community. We strongly believe that a crypto project is only as good as its community. And so we really, really focused on everything that we did at the start was all community driven. We didn't want to do the normal NFT thing about shilling and just invite spam and all sorts of stuff. So we really, really worked hard. We had no invite competitions. We were 100% organically grown. And we just really focused on building a community where the feel was warm, everyone was friendly. And we ended up with some inside jokes about baking bread. For those who don't know, the Genesis Collection's name is Almond Bread. And that's because Mandelbrot means almond bread in German. And Benoit Mandelbrot is the guy who actually coined the term fractals. So he was basically the first person to talk about fractals. And so we thought it was a cute little nod to Benoit Mandelbrot in order to call our Genesis collection the Almond Breads. And so the community took off with it, and we've got a whole bunch of bread puns and stuff that go on inside our community quite often. That's a fun little story. then the focus on artists. There's four artists out of the five people in the team. Recently, we've just been joined by Kiv, and Kiv is our first woman on the team. So we're very happy to have her helping with marketing strategy and overall communication. Four out of the five original people were all also artists as well. So really strong focus on the art. We really, really wanted to make something a first. The NFT collection was about making NFTs and digital art that people would be proud of to print out and hang in their home. So it was about doing digital to real world, and now we want to go the other way and go real world to digital.
Yeah, that's awesome. Can you just go into a little bit more detail of how that bridge is actually gapped from the real world to the digital?
So like you asked about the artists, we have three main launch partners, and we're in the talks with a lot of other different ones, but we haven't signed the other ones yet, so I can't say anyone else's name. But I can say that we have Christopher Paul Toth, Nico Mars. So Christopher Paul Toth is an artist based out of Sydney, Australia. Nico Mars is based in Dusseldorf, Germany. And we have another one, Michelle Hansen, and she is also based in Australia. We have more, but like I said, I can't go into them because they're not officially signed yet. We're working on making that all official. But
yeah, Tim, maybe we can allude to kind of, you know, it's not just kind of painting art, right? There's various forms of art, and you know, artists at kind of the top of their game as well that we could probably allude to. You know, what type of art forms, are you looking at with these discussions that you're having?
Yeah, exactly. Good point. we're looking for all sorts of different real world art. So from painters to photographers, even to sculptures. And the idea there is that we will help them transform that into a digital format, and we will also help them make the NFT, make the utilities of the NFT, help them sell the NFT, but we also want to, alongside the NFT, we're selling the physical painting, photograph, or sculpture alongside that. So we'll actually end up shipping out the actual physical product as well to whoever buys the NFTs.
And Tim, just one more thing to add to that. You've struck up a partnership with an interesting company who can actually print NFTs and bring it back into the physical world again. So kind of going physical, digital, physical. And
exactly,
you've already signed on with them.
Yeah, so that's a hybrid. That's hybrid NFT. And they're starting up a blockchain, an on-demand blockchain NFT printer facility in Dubai, and they'll be able to print out verified prints. So one of the things that our artists will be able to do is they'll be able to name how many verified prints they want as part of their NFT. And then that will be verified through Hybrid. And say the artist only ever wants one verified print, then that verified print will be used by whoever wants to use it. And then Hybrid will print it, and then no one else can print it ever again. Yeah. So that's the back to the physical again. Yeah.
I love that part, because someone coming from someone that is not actually really familiar with the art space, but also kind of unfamiliar with the NFT space, that transition going from digital to real life, back to digital, back to real life, that adding that dimension is obviously something that is very pioneering at this point, and it's very unique to LoonArt. And I love what you said before. I don't know if you just said it, but you all talked about the non-fungible yet tangible art. And I think that that's like the really amazing part of what LoonArt is really trying to achieve. And it's glad that you guys are doing it over here at Terra. I just want to kind of shift focus a little bit, because we do have a lot of lunatics online, and I think a big part of it is actually understanding the actual business model of LoonArt, but also understanding the tokenomics of LoonArt as well. So Maz, Tim, I don't know who can answer this, but can someone go through maybe in a bit more detail of what the tokenomics look like and what we can actually do with the ARX token?
Yeah, so I'll just quickly kick off, but I'm really going to hand over to Tim for this one, because tokenomics is a very broad subject, and it's a very misunderstood topic as well, and there's many components when you call something token economics or tokenomics. The part that I really look at is the token engineering, which determines the performance of how a DAO will perform to ensure that the price is stabilized, looking at the various types of allocations, how the token generation will occur and how it will be released, and how that kind of interrelates with the product itself and the product roadmap. But and one of the reasons that I really liked having a conversation very early on with Tim and Adam from the LoonArt team is that they already had a focus on understanding tokenomics. Usually people that are artists or just looking at NFTs, they don't look at this sort of stuff. Whereas Tim was already thinking about it. I think he's probably stayed up all week last week just figuring out other bits and pieces of the tokenomics that's going to help drive the arts token price up. So that's one side of the tokenomics, but the other side is the actual token utility, which Tim has spent quite a bit of time on, and there are a few mechanisms. So Tim, I'm just going to hand back to you, because I know that this is kind of your baby, and I'd love to hear you talk about it.
Thank you. As Maz said, it's a very, very broad term, and there's a lot of different stuff that can go into it. I'll start with the easy stuff, and the easy stuff is that there will be the normal sort of functions that you understand. You can buy the art that is on our protocol. Everything in our protocol will be priced in art, and therefore you will have to use art to buy it. The other easy stuff is the normal LP staking. So if you create liquidity and you provide liquidity, then you'll be able to farm both Loop and art tokens with that liquidity. With the dual reward, we can offer that because of our good friends at Loop Ventures. Then there's a burning mechanism, but this is where we go a little bit more innovative. And what I'll do is I'll keep it overview level because it's a very innovative system. It's as far as I know, it's never been done. I've designed it from the ground up, using our knowledge of NFTs and NFT spaces, NFT utilities, sorry, and also knowledge of how tokens work in general. And so the overview is basically you'll be able to buy NFTs, yield-bearing NFTs with art, and that art will be burnt. These yield bearing NFTs will have a fixed yield of UST, which is backed by Anchor Earn deposit, and you'll also get a fixed yield of ARS tokens at the same time. Now, the innovative part, I suppose, is how the pricing works. And without going into too many technical details, if ARTS is trading below 3.33 cents, so we're launching at 1.8 cents, but if ARTS is trading below 3.33 cents, then this burning mechanism is activated. And the lower the price gets, then the higher the APR of these NFTs actually are, in order to increase the incentive to burn your ARTS tokens, and therefore stabilizing the price and pushing it back up to 3.33 cents. There's lots of different stuff that go into that, but basically, as the ARTS price goes down, the amount of ARTS that is burnt increases, and therefore the price should stabilize and push back up. That's it in a nutshell. That's really, I think, the number one utility that's just focused on the ARTS token. And then the rest is pretty normal stuff. We have an engagement system for the artists and the users. So just by interacting with the website and interacting with the artists, you can also be rewarded the ARTS token. That's another utility of the ARTS token. But yeah, that's it in a nutshell. I hope I didn't confuse too many people. I tried to keep it high level.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is an AMA. I'm just going to take a break here for a split second before we continue on to the If there's anyone who is online who wishes to ask Tim or Matt a question, then the floor is yours. All you have to do is you just have to request to speak. I will approve, and you could go. You could fire away your question. I'll give someone 10 seconds to ask a question.
It's I think you're kind of, Tim, can you kind of view as well, or just
what was that? Sorry, Maz.
I think Maz might be hitting some technical difficulties at this time. So all questions will be geared towards Tim at this time. So if there's anyone who is online who wishes to ask Tim a question, keep it simple, keep it nice. I'll give the floor to anyone. Nope. Anyone? Questions? Okay. Last 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay. If anything, you will have more time at the end to ask more questions. Great. Well, Tim, we spoke about your tokenomics, and it seems like there's actually a lot of utility that you could really get out of getting the ARTS token. And like I said to the audience, I'll go through of how you can actually acquire these tokens at an exclusive price later on. But Tim, I also just want to kind of share a gift over to you one more time. So you mentioned all these great things that you are planning on doing, that you have done. Can you talk a little bit more about the roadmap so that our investors who want to ape into ARTS token could really look forward to something?
Yeah, of course. So I'll just pick out probably the three most favorite things that I have on the roadmap, what I'm really, really looking forward to. And these are, for me, the Signature Collection. And so the Signature Collection will be a hybrid gallery, real world gallery, and NFT online event here in Dusseldorf and in perhaps Brisbane, Australia, or Sydney, Australia. So we'll have our first launch partners, our artist launch partners, will all create art for this, like real world art. So physical art will be created by them. Then we will digitize that, create it into NFT form. Then we will sell those NFTs alongside the physical copies. So if you buy the NFT, you get the physical copy. But what's happening is that there'll actually be a gallery launch event as well happening at the same time. And so you'll be able to go to the gallery launch events should you be in either Brisbane or Dusseldorf. at the time that where they are launched, or you can attend online as well. And so it'll be the first sort of bridging, the actual bridging of these art collectors. All these artists that we're launching with have collectors and fans already. So these people will be the people that are invited to the gallery event. And then so you'll actually have, for the first time ever, you'll have these art collectors, these fans, trying to outbid the NFT buyers inside Terra Luna. So there'll be a bidding war between the normal art collectors and the NFT collectors, and let's see who wins.
Yeah, okay, well that's awesome.
That's just, I guess, I got so excited, that was just one of the points, wasn't it?
No, please.
Yeah. So there's a lot to do with that, but we can leave it there in the interest of time. We can give people more time to ask questions if we want.
Why don't you do one more? I'll give you one more.
One more? Yeah. I mean, I'm also really excited about this. Maz alluded to it earlier, about the going back to the physical, in the print space. So that'll happen in Q2 as well, with the connection to hybrid NFT. Then now I've got a mental blank. So if I come up with another one off the top of my head before we move on, then I will say it. But perhaps I've hit a mental blank. Yeah.
Okay. So for anyone who wants to find out more about the roadmap or more about Lunar, you guys could definitely check out lunar.io. They have a great light paper that's very easy to read as well. So do take a look at that. If you have any more questions. That being said, I do want to talk about how anyone could take advantage of I think we actually have a question. Okay, they must have pressed that incorrectly. So for any of those people, people who have joined us today are likely going to be those who are interested in acquiring arts or have already acquired arts. Let me just talk about the campaign that we are running on Valkyrie. So Valkyrie, we have been partnered with Lunart to be a part of their launch, and we have successfully sold just over half of the tokens that are gonna go public. You guys could find out more about these campaigns on the Valkyrie web app. But just to kind of go through in greater detail about what an IPC is and how you can actually acquire these tokens. If you guys go on to, I wish I could do a screen share, but if you guys do go on to the Valkyrie webpage, the web app, you'll see a campaigns tab. And if you scroll down, you'll see two separate campaigns, one that's called VP exclusive and one called public. These two are the same event, and you could both acquire ARTS tokens through either of these events. And so essentially, if you go onto the web app and you scroll down, I'm just going to use the public one, for example. Going with Lunart, you will now be able to do what we call a swap. It will be a very, very easy way of acquiring these tokens. And there will be a fixed price, and anyone could come in and they could acquire these tokens. Now, there are a few things I just want to highlight here. For anyone to participate into any Valkyrie campaign, you will require a BKR deposit. In this case, it is a 500 BKR campaign deposit that will be released to you after 28 days. On top of that, if you are successful in actually purchasing these tokens, or AKA participating into a campaign, you will be given what we call referral links. Now, you could take this link and you can now share it with your community, And if they also participate into this campaign, then you will be additionally rewarded for the for bringing someone onto the campaign. So in this case, anyone who actually comes onto the web app, purchases the ARTS token, you are now able to receive 250 VKR for every person that you refer who also does the same. And if they refer someone else, then you'll be able to receive an additional 50 VKR as a sharing scheme to anyone who actually comes on to the platform and purchases the ARTS tokens. The ARTS token, we follow the schedule that our partners over at Lunart and Loop have advised us with. So you will receive these tokens in a daily vestment you'll receive a 10% TGE investment after 1 month, and then for the remaining 6 months, you will receive a daily linear vesting schedule. On top of that, like I said, you will be able to receive additional rewards if you bring someone on, and you will see a box that's called My Sharing, and you'll be able to find your referral link there. Okay, so for anyone who has already purchased their ARTS token on the Valkyrie web app, if you haven't done so already, you could really go and you could receive additional rewards for anyone who you bring on. Now that you actually have more information through this AMA about Lunart, you could actually really help Lunart also kind of campaign their launch and share it with your friends with a bit more ammo. And again, like I said, if they refer someone else, then they will receive participation rewards, but you will also receive an additional incentive for bringing your referrals referrer as well. That is basically the walkthrough. I wish I could really kind of show you the walkthrough screen. We have two different campaigns. One is called the VP Exclusive. And like I said, the VPs are one way that Valkyrie really leverages this new method of launching new tokens. And you could acquire VPs almost as an admission ticket to these exclusive events by staking VKR onto governance staking with VKR. So if you haven't done so, you could definitely come onto the web app and participate in these campaigns, get your friends to do the same, be incentivized. And like both Tim and Maz have said, this is actually a very exclusive price that we're actually offering this campaign. We are over, we have achieved over half of the commission tokens, and the campaign will be closing shortly. As well. So now is the time for you to log on and also participate into these campaigns. That being said, I'm going to now open up it to the rest of the audience. And
just very quickly, sorry, BC.
Oh,
just very
quickly. Please.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that potentially, just to really put the fire in everyone's backs in order to go and talk to your friends, in order to refer your friends, then we will also be dropping an exclusive participation referral NFT to all the referrers that successfully refer someone. So that'll be a one out of however many people refer people. I think it's currently at, 100 people that have successfully referred people, BC, or?
The exact number, I wish I could dig it up. I have the whole participated number, which is about 250 for that. Give me one second here, and then 150.
It's all good.
People.
So but basically everyone who successfully refers will get an exclusive Lunart NFT just as a thank you for referring people. So that would potentially be a 1 out of 100 or 1 out of 200 or however many referrers end up referring people. So on top of the Valkyrie rewards, you'll also get a Luna NFT dropped to you.
That's awesome. That's really exciting. So if you haven't done that yet, please do share your link. Your referrers can come on to the web app using your referral code, and your referral code is the generated link that you would get once you have successfully participated into the campaign. Like Tim just alluded, you would also be entering yourself into a chance of getting an exclusive NFT from Lunart as well. So make sure that you guys do that. Maz, do you have any final words for us before we move on? Okay. I think that maybe Maz has dropped off for the time being. That's it, guys. This is our first AMA. Thank you so much for those who have joined us today. Like I said, you guys could go on to lunart.io for additional information, anything that that you need clarity on from what Tim spoke about. And also, you could go on to Loop's website to get more information about Loop and their exciting new projects that are coming up as well. That being said, I would like to finally reopen it up for any last minute questions that you may have. And if not, then we'll say goodnight. Anyone? Okay. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. And we'll hope to see you guys soon. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Maz. Thanks for joining in. I know it's quite late over in Sydney where you guys are at right now.
Thanks. Thanks, BC. And right. Thank you on behalf of Maz as well, because I think he might have fallen asleep at the computer. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks, everyone, for joining.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Valkyrie Protocol Lunart AMA, recorded on Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by GlowYield. GlowYield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow GlowYield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects, and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Have you heard about the new Terra Invest Strategy Discord server Orbital Command spun up? If you're looking for a chill place to chat about different Luna stacking strategies, or looking for some alpha, or if you're trying to find the best UST farms, or even if you just have a quick question you need answered, be sure to stop by TIS and say hi to the Orbital Command gang. Hell, I'm even in there sometimes when I'm not editing hours of CFI spaces. You can find me in that server chatting about NFTs and answering basic Terra Luna questions. The link to the server is in the show notes, and for more information, check out orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Put your hands up like you got a couple questions. Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. All aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke rolls in when I start a session. Blink canvas, blaze up the handlers. Rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, mind you hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse. But in the universe, I'm just writing some words. Enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain, got the taxes included. Acting like a writer, never felt secluded. get into the shit and line them up. Just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog, it could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead, or put it in new speakers. It's a toss-up, driver, or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo, I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake, off the cutting floor we take. A little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building, and the blocks came tumbling down all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal, I should be taking off in the shuttle. Getting high in space with the Hubble.